The following interview was recorded for CFRO The Pulse, Vancouver Co-op Radio's daily news show. The Pulse airs Monday to Friday at 7 a.m. on 100.5 FM and streaming live at coopradio.org.
Today, we talk to Marion Crowe. Marion is the CEO of the First Nations Health Managers Association. And Marion tells us about a weekly town hall for folks looking for information on COVID-19 from a First Nations perspective. Today's chat is about the town hall series. If you're looking to check out the town hall, you're in luck. You can find the live broadcast on Co-op Radio's Facebook page every Thursday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. If you like listening to your broadcast on radio, we got you covered too. We rebroadcast the week's edition on air at 12 p.m. on 100.5 FM. And to talk about what this town hall series is all about, here's Marion. Marion Crowe, what a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you so much to Vancouver Co-op for reaching out and having us. We really appreciate the support.
Well, we're happy to do it because you've been doing some pretty interesting things. The First Nations Health Managers Association has been holding town halls every week on COVID-19 since last March. Could you tell us, Marion, what's the buzz about? What information do people get from these town halls?
Oh, such an exciting opportunity for the First Nations Health Managers Association just to share reliable and credible sources of information regarding COVID-19. And, you know, it was born out of we thought we would do this one-off town hall way back in late March when all of this uncertainty and unprecedented time really went full scale. We were very quick to work with our partners at Indigenous Services Canada, First Nations and Inuit Health Branch to want to be able to share information that was culturally safe, has a little bit of cultural humility in it, that was, you know, something that people weren't hearing in technical, medical terms, but really in a comprehensive, casual undertone to it, to speak to all of the health leaders who are working with and for First Nations across Turtle Island. And so, yes, season three, I have to say we weren't expecting to be here. This isn't something that's part of our operational daily lives pre-pandemic. But this week, I think, is our 27th town hall. And we've had a lot of uptake, not just from First Nations viewers and listeners, but also from non-Indigenous Canada, who just find our information easy to follow. We've had feedback that people love the question and answer component of the town halls too. So we have folks who, you know, sitting in way up north to some of our southern main hubs like Regina, Vancouver, etc. And it's been a wonderful response. We'll have anywhere from 1,500 to 15,000 live viewers for an hour, plus all of the wonderful folks like yourselves who air us for that hour every Thursday to share information about COVID-19. And so we're super excited to be renewed only because we're looked at as a trusted source of information. We'll continue to do these as long as necessary, but again, it's not where we want to be. We really hope that everyone stays safe, healthy, and of course well. In the whole sense, holistically well, mentally, physically, spiritually. We want all of that for the people that tune in every Thursday to watch and listen to the town halls.
Holistically well. Marion, at this rate with so many viewers, you might start becoming more popular than Hockey Night in Canada. So I'm just waiting for that to happen.
I better pick a hockey team to cheer for then. Just teasing.
Marin, what kind of information gets shared on the town halls, and who are these town halls for?
It touches upon a lot of different sectors. When we look at the social determinants of health, for example, we've all been impacted by COVID-19 in some way or another, and not just the physical being. So people will tune in because we'll unpack all of the epi stats. For the geeks out there like myself, I want to know numbers. My background's in accounting, if you would believe that, but I've been in health for 20 more years than I want to admit. I'll just say that. But really, it's about saying, okay, here's the stats in terms of the positive cases of COVID-19 in First Nations. We also will compare that to how we're doing against mainstream health as well. And we always have a representative from Indigenous Services Canada share that information with our listeners and viewers. And usually the first 10 minutes is just unpacking the stats. Then we'll have different guest speakers on to come from all the different sectors who are really seeing COVID uproot lives. So we can get into partner messages, what is a national Indigenous organization doing in response to COVID-19. We'll talk about some of the things nobody else is talking about. Will be very real with the listeners and viewers in terms of the dark things as well. So it's not just about sharing inherent knowledge, it's also about the flip side of that. So, you know, how do we talk about at first PPE? I can't believe how many times I've said that in the last 10 months. not for you as well, right? I mean, no one thought this was going to be in our vocabulary every day, but, you know, talking about where people can get PPE, especially from Indigenous suppliers. There are companies who want to meet corporate social responsibility needs who are buying PPE from Indigenous suppliers, so we were sharing some of that. We also share information.
Marian, I want to get in here. Because I want to ask you, first say, well, that's so great. That's great information to share about Indigenous suppliers for PPE. And I just want to make a note to our listeners that if you're looking for PPE, tune in to the Town Hall series so that you can check out where to get it.
Absolutely. We also have that information with the Canadian Council of Aboriginal Business and on ihtoday.ca for a comprehensive list.
And keep going for me, Marian, before I interrupted you.
No worries. We'll also have on the town halls, you know, some of the issues around addictions and safety of drug use in this time, because borders are closed, there's unsafe supplies of addiction, not of addiction, but of different types of drug use. So we'll have a conversation about that. We'll take a deep dive into mental health and why that's so important to be spiritually and mentally well from an Indigenous lens. We've shared stories about the teachings of the bear and hibernating so that we have a really good spring ahead of us. We'll talk about Indigenous treatments as well, such as using cedar in your tea, some of those inherent practices we know protect us. We'll also talk a little bit about sovereignty and why it was so important that First Nations close their borders. It was, you know, devastating in terms of tourism over the summer, but I mean, during those first and second waves, Indigenous did really well in terms of keeping COVID-19, this trickster little virus. You know, we all have a family trickster, and there's a whole teaching around that from a First Nation perspective. But We want to talk about that and get people comfortable in a space where they feel nothing is off the table. So those are the types of things that we'll unpack. And this week, for example, we're going to take a deep dive into vaccinations. So while we're telling you what the cases are, we want to be able to share the other side of that. And that's part of the holistic piece is, yes, there's bad, but here's some of the things that are coming out that are positive as well. So we want to be able to be that medium of communication for all of those tireless efforts that people are making in our nations.
Marian, you said so many things that I want to dive into, but let's start with this one. Could you share maybe some wellness tips that our listeners could take away with them today that they might not get from other sources?
Well, quoting some of the experts that we've had on the town halls, like Dr. Brenda Rastoul, who's from the First People's Wellness Circle, and Carol Hopkins from Thunderbird Partnership Foundation, they give amazing examples of staying well, not just physically. We all know we need exercise. So if you can get outside and go for that walk, do things that make you feel good, go have that hot soak for an hour after all your Zoom calls and team meetings and all the other different platforms we're using. Make sure that our family is well as well, not just in the physical sense and protected with PPE, but and here's the part where we really like to go, and it's not all about it. So for those non-Indigenous folks who want to tune in, please do. We welcome everyone to get the information from where they can. But simple things like, can you still smudge? Smudge is that beautiful, timeless prayer that we give to the Creator. And so just a reminder that there are things we can do to prepare for future wellness as well, such as working on that beautiful beading that people have on their regalia for when we gather and feast and have powwows once again. So those are some of the tips around mental health and wellness that are top of mind for myself.
You know, Marian, I think that's so important because, like you said, often the wellness tips we hear are things that are kind of obvious, you know, make sure you eat well, make sure you sleep well. And you're like, yeah, we get all that. You know, if we had time to do all those things, of course we would. But I think I'm hearing wellness tips here that are slightly more, not as obvious, and also more relevant to people's lives.
I'd like to think so. And it's because we have at FNHMA such a wonderful network of partners who really care about the soul, nourishing not just the physical lives, but ensuring that we can navigate through this horrible, once-in-a-lifetime place that we're in and come out of it intact, our whole being, not just one aspect of it.
Marian, you also touched about something else that I want to bring up, which is substance use during COVID-19. I know a lot of folks in the neighborhood have been getting so much conflicting advice from health authorities about who they should use with. Should they use with other people? Should they still socially distance? And putting out here very strongly, please do not use alone. Please use with a friend. You can have masks on. Please do use in the presence of someone else. And Marian, I just see these town halls as a way for people to get information that isn't contradictory, that makes sense for people's life circumstances.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I'll be the first to admit, I am not a health professional by any stretch of the imagination in terms of, you know, being a doctor or nurse. I just happen to have this humbling privilege of being at the helm of the First Nation Health Managers Association. And so most of my knowledge is administrative capacity, but by bringing in the folds of partners that we have, we're able to enrich the lives, I hope, and possibly save a life or two. We had one person email just last week, and this soul, this wonderful being, had the courage to type in a question that talked about, you know, being unable to secure a safe drug supply. And it was worried about what was in it, but won't quit. But the individual said, I want to live. And through all of that, you can see that it's like a hand grabbing at something to anchor to. And so to give the practical advice, I mean, people want to say, well, just stop. But an addiction is so much more than that. We have to unpack historical trauma, being colonized, all of the things you hear about in the media that have happened to First Peoples in Canada come attached with those addictions. So to say, you know, use with a friend, a buddy, there's phone numbers you can call so that you're not alone. And if you can't get your hands on your drug of choice, substitute it with something else that you can have some security in knowing it's a little bit safer.
Marian, let's talk a little bit about vaccines. There's a whole lot of complications in communicating vaccine information. One is that it's just a complex topic, and two is that there's a good amount of mistrust that some communities rightly feel when it comes to health authorities. How do town hall speakers convey that information in a way that makes sense to more people?
Well, I think it's really imperative when we're talking about the vaccine that there is mistrust in terms of getting a vaccination for Indigenous peoples. Specifically, I speak to the First Nations side, and you know, we come back to that historical trauma that's taken place over the centuries, and there is hesitancy, and we're talking about vaccine hesitancy, but I heard the other day somebody say vaccine confidence. So once again, we're going to flip the negative and put a positive on it, because we need the vaccine much like we need all of our other medicines that we practice with. This is just another tool for you to continue living that good life. Vermont's, you know, we say that we need to stay safe, stay healthy, stay protected. And much like any of the other vaccines that we get, the flu shot was a really huge campaign we had to ensure that we were getting people on board with. But when we talk about vaccine confidence, I understand the mistrust. And now we need to talk about it in terms of the languages that people want to hear it in. So not just a simple translation, but what does this really mean from an Indigenous lens? So we're going to unpack vaccines. We're going to break it down into Pfizer, Moderna, other possible vaccines that are going to be coming out later. Johnson & Johnson is working on a release as well, but what does it mean to be one of the target audiences? Indigenous, according to the federal framework, are first priority with health workers. So why is it that we're prioritized? Why should we get the vaccine? And why should we have confidence in that vaccine protecting us? And then, of course, for the geek in me and others, we'll even break down, you know, the shipping requirements of what it looks like, for example, for Pfizer, and what does that logistically mean? We know, we're happy to report that needles are in arms in some remote and isolated communities, and we're just so thankful that we're on the map. And once I get my call, I'll tell you, you'll hear me from Vancouver. I'll be screaming like I won 649 when it's my turn to get vaccinated with happiness.
That's great, Marian. I hope when I get the vaccine, which will probably be in a good number of months though, you can hear me screaming all the way from Vancouver or from your side of Turtle Island as well. I really want to ask you a little further about the speakers on the Town Hall series. Just going off of that topic of how hard it is for some of us to trust the health sources for so many good reasons, can you tell us more about how you chose the speakers for the event? Do you trust them? What about them makes you trust them?
Well, one thing that's a little different on ours is that we welcome Indigenous leaders to this forum of information sharing. So We've chosen town halls and we mimic the gathering of in people like we do at powwows, at feasts, at celebrations. We're just doing it in an online format. But people want to see us represented. You know, there's not a lot of First Nation or Indigenous media pickup. But now that we have doctors, nurses, professional associations, our political leadership, all working together to get the messaging out, that's why it's so important to ask National Chief Perry Bellegarde his thoughts on COVID-19 and what does that look like from a political landscape. It's important to reach out to a First Nation physician like Dr. Evan Adams. I mean, these are the folks that people look to as leaders in this industry, and they want to see people who look like them, sound like them, and get the inside res jokes just like they do. Every once in a while, we have some laughter, believe it or not. But laughter is medicine too. So, I mean, the way we pick our guests is we ask our partners to step up, and we're just so grateful that people have answered those calls.
Marion, for my last question, tell us what's on the topic for this week.
Well, this week, it's the vaccine breakdown. So I didn't want to give away too much to our listeners, but definitely if you're interested in hearing about the vaccine and where we're at from a national perspective, tune in on Thursday because we're going to tell you what each province is doing, because we know this is a provincial initiative that's being taken. And your listeners are going to appreciate, we don't get services for the most part. When we're on reserve, it's a federal responsibility for healthcare. So we're kind of this entity sitting out on our islands and watching the province, you know, work with mainstream, but it's the feds who actually look after healthcare. So it's really nice to be prioritized with the provinces. But again, we're going to have to dig into jurisdictional challenges, if you would, around getting Indigenous peoples vaccinated. So for future town halls, we also want to hear from leaders like the National Association of Friendship Centers, who are going to talk about urban strategies for Indigenous peoples amongst this COVID-19 environment.
Marion, I'm excited for this week's and for future weeks. And co-op listeners, you've got plenty of ways to listen to the broadcast. We broadcast the event on our Facebook page on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Local time. And you can also listen to the rebroadcast on air on Mondays at 12 p.m. And it's running every Thursday until, Marion, when is the last Town Hall Series planned for now? Town Hall Series event?
We're going to run until March 25th. So we've got a number to get through still. So lots of information to continue sharing with Vancouver listeners.
All right, folks, if you're bored at home or wherever you spend your evenings, this is one way you can stay entertained.
I am so delighted to share this information. And for any of you listening, if you have a question, we might just pick it up. Send it in to fnhma@ihtoday.ca.
Marion, take care.
You as well. Everybody be well. Stay home. Stay well. Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
Bye now, and you take care. And that was Marion Crow. Marion is the CEO of the First Nations Health Managers Association. She tells us about a weekly town hall for folks looking for information on COVID-19 from a First Nations perspective. You can find the live broadcast of the town hall on Co-op Radio's Facebook page every Thursday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we're also very happy to rebroadcast the week's edition on air at 12 p.m. That's on 100.5 FM. And that's it for today. You're listening to The Pulse on CFRO, your super local morning news show, here on Vancouver Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. I'm Tan Macy. And as always, please tell us what you think of the show. I'm at macy@coopradio.org. That's meixi@coopradio.org. Ciao. Take care.
CFRO The Pulse is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.